With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A charter schools bill has won passage in the Montana Senate. The schools bill is tied to broader negotiations over an infrastructure bonding package. But the charter schools measure that passed the Senate 32-16 today resembles very little of the original proposal that sought to establish an independent statewide system. To appease Democrats, the proposal was substantially revised to keep charter schools under the jurisdiction of state and local school boards. Charter schools are one of several bargaining chips in ongoing negotiations between House Republicans and Governor Steve Bullock over an infrastructure bonding bill. House Speaker Austin Knudsen said that a charter schools bill is an important element in any bonding package. While he welcomed passage of the proposal, he said it might not go far enough to appease House conservatives. Members of the Blackfeet Indian Tribe have voted overwhelmingly to approve a water compact that quantifies the tribe's water rights and confirms its jurisdiction over those rights on the reservation near Glacier National Park. The tribe voted last week to approve the water rights agreement with Montana and the United States after more than 30 years of negotiations. The compact passed the Montana legislature in 2009 and received congressional approval late last year. It will provide the tribe with $471 million for water-related projects, including new or improved irrigation systems, the development of community water systems, and land acquisition. Tribal officials say projects in areas of the reservation that have lacked access to clean drinking water will be a top priority.
I'm Nate Hedgie. President Donald Trump signed an executive order today directing his Interior Secretary to review the designation of dozens of national monuments on federal lands. Trump called the protection efforts a, quote, massive federal land grab by previous administrations. A review could upend protections put in place in Montana and other states under a 1906 law called the Antiquities Act that authorizes the president to declare federal lands as monuments and restrict their use. Susan Barrow is on the board of directors for Friends of Pompey's Pillar, one of three national monuments in the state. While Pompey's Pillar is too small to be reviewed under the order, which will only look at monuments that are over 100,000 acres, she says it's a slippery slope.
If properties can be taken back, lose their monument status because of a change in the government from regime to regime, it threatens all of us.
Only one of Montana's national monuments, Upper Missouri River Breaks, would be subject to this review. The Antiquities Act does not give the president explicit power to undo a designation, and no president has ever taken such a step. Still, the order worries Susan Barrow.
Who knows when someone might have a really great idea for building a factory down there at the pillar, and they decide that they can get some political influence and take it out of public hands. That would be a tragedy.
The order was spurred by Utah Republicans angry over former President Barack Obama's last-minute designation of Bears Ears National Monument, which sits on more than 1 million acres of land sacred to Native Americans. The Republicans said the designation will stymie growth by closing the area to new commercial and energy development. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said he'll, quote, work with local, state, and tribal governments to review monument designations made the past 20 years and make sure they work for the local communities. Zinke was directed to produce an interim report in 45 days and then issue a final report within 120 days. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana House has declined to consider a charter schools bill that had been approved by the Senate just 3 hours earlier today. The refusal by the House to give the measure a debate on the chamber's floor was a blow to efforts to pass an infrastructure bonding bill. The charter schools proposal was linked to the bonding bill sought by Governor Steve Bullock. A two-thirds majority was required to move the charter schools bill onto the floor for discussion. It failed 58-42. The charter schools measure before the House was a scaled-back version from one that the House approved earlier this session. The initial proposal sought to establish an independent statewide system, but to appeal to Democrats, the proposal was substantially revised to keep charter schools under the jurisdiction of state and local school boards. Debate over infrastructure bonding continues at the legislature. A new poll says Greg Gianforte is leading Rob Quist by 15 percentage points in the race for Montana's U.S. House seat. Emerson College conducted the survey last week. A representative sample of voters said they prefer the Republican candidate by a margin of 52-37%. The poll had a margin of error of 3.8%. The poll was not commissioned, but conducted independently by Emerson. The college's polls are generally respected, but on Election Day last November, Emerson did predict an electoral landslide for Hillary Clinton. The poll says 7% of Montana voters remain undecided in the House race. County clerks start mailing ballots for the House election on Monday. In-person voting happens May 25th. Montana lawmakers are setting rules to automatically cut state spending if revenues slide in the future. The rules are meant to prevent a state budget shortfall while a newly created rainy day account accrues cash. However, it'll take time for the new account to grow, so a panel of lawmakers from both chambers approved a complex set of rules that would automatically cut state spending if revenues slide in the near future. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has signed a bill that allocates $1 million for suicide prevention over the next 2 years. The bill includes elements of several suicide prevention bills introduced during the 2017 legislative session. Montana's suicide rate has been at or near the top in the nation for nearly four decades. It allocates $250,000 to implement efforts to reduce Native American youth suicide and $250,000 in grant money to help schools implement suicide prevention programs. Another $500,000 would help fund ongoing efforts to prevent suicide, including those carried out by veteran organizations and Native American groups. For efforts to qualify for grants, they must be based on peer-reviewed research or recommended by the Montana Suicide Review Team. Planning for Wyoming's first wolf hunting season in 4 years will get going now that a federal court has lifted endangered species protection for wolves in Wyoming. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department said today that it will draft plans for wolf hunting this fall after the court put wolves back under state control yesterday. The plans would allow regulated hunting in northwest Wyoming outside Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks and northwest of the Wind River Indian Reservation. Elsewhere in Wyoming, wolves as of Tuesday may once again be killed on site at any time. Wyoming held regulated wolf hunts in 2012 and 2013 before a judge put wolves back under federal control before a planned 2014 hunt. In 2013, hunters killed 23 wolves in Wyoming. I'm Eric Whitney.